Welcome to episode 478 of the Tent and Thrive podcast, brought to you by Tent and Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 10-10 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Philippians 4 verse 19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." The evangelist Charles Spurgeon thought that this verse was a great illustration of the miracle in 2 Kings 4 verses 1 to 7, in which the prophet Elisha told a widow to gather empty vessels, set them out, and pour oil from the one small jar of oil she had into the empty vessels. She filled and filled and miraculously filled until every empty vessel was full. All our needs are like those empty vessels, and God is the one doing the filling. According to his riches in glory describes the style in which God fills that which is empty. The oil keeps flowing until every available vessel is filled. By Christ Jesus describes how God meets our needs. Our empty vessels are filled by Jesus in all his glory. If God can and will supply all our needs, there is no need to worry. There is no need to fear. There is no need to be envious of others. If God can and will supply all our needs, there is no need to steal. "You shall not steal" is one of the 10 guidelines most people immediately think of, even though it is number 8 in the Decalogue. And while there may be those who attempt to undermine the authority of the 10 commandments by suggesting they are a part of the Old Covenant, Jesus, speaking to the rich young ruler, quotes 5 of them, including this one. The 10 commandments are part of the moral law of God, and unlike the ceremonial and sacrificial laws of the Old Testament, which were given to Israel, they apply to humanity in all ages. Stealing is defined as taking another person's property without his or her permission. However, there are many other forms of theft. For example, you are stealing from your employer, stealing time they paid for when you take longer than expected lunch breaks, or play video games when you ought to be doing work assignments, or arriving late or leaving early without permission. Taking advantage of employers in that way indicates a lack of love for others. The Apostle Paul, when discussing God's commandments, sums up the entire law in the same way Jesus did, with "love your neighbor as yourself." And again, like Jesus, he states that this is the fulfillment of the law. So we know from such instructions that "do not steal," as with all of the 10 commandments, is about loving one another. Victims of theft know the horrible feeling it produces. The very act of someone taking what may have been an especially precious gift from a loved one really pierces our hearts and makes us feel vulnerable and unsafe. Theft has a tremendous impact, not only on individuals, but on society as a whole. Theft disturbs societal stability, and the results are feelings of fear and insecurity, and sometimes even a desire for revenge. When laws against stealing are ignored or not enforced, sometimes people take matters into their own hands, and this can cause serious unrest. God's laws are not only moral and spiritual, they are infinitely practical as well. Christians have received tremendous physical and spiritual gifts from God, and we should desire to give back to him all that we have. When we withhold the things that are rightly his, our time and talents, our possessions and our finances, indeed our very lives, we are in effect stealing from him. The Old Testament prophet Malachi put it this way when addressing the Israelites. He asked, "Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it." One day, we will be judged by God and expected to give an account of what we did with the gifts God has so generously bestowed on us. We can't outgive God. He gives back to us far more than we give to him. And note that we are accountable to God not just for those physical gifts that he's given to us, but also for those spiritual gifts that we have been entrusted with. Philippians 2 verses 3 to 4, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. This guideline for abundant living calls our attention to two opposite ways of thinking and living. An approach that emphasizes getting rather than giving wins all contests for popularity, but the giving approach epitomizes God's love for others. Theft is the ultimate assertion of the greedy, lustful way of life, one that emphasizes acquiring material and intangible things with no regard for the rights and feelings of others. It scorns conventions and boundaries established by society and God. It is quintessential selfishness. Paul writes in Philippians 4 verses 8 to 9, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you." The mind that is guarded by the peace of God is the mind stayed on these things mentioned by the Apostle Paul. When we put these good things into our mind, they remain in our mind and then come forth from us. One who is fixated on the true, on the honorable, on the commendable, will be honest and faithful, will be satisfied with what he or she has, will refrain from stealing or cheating, from giving half-hearted effort, from making misleading claims, from borrowing without ever returning, from not contributing a fair share, from charging more than a service is worth, for refusing to fulfill the terms of a contract, or billing for more hours than those actually worked. Do you truly believe that God will supply all your needs? Are you living like that? This requires not only faith and trust, but also avoiding people and situations that may tempt you. Are you mindful of what it means to be faithful and honest in everything you do? Are you faithful to God in returning your tithes and in giving love offerings? Are you using gifts and talents received from God exclusively for your own gain and benefit, or are you also using them to advance the kingdom of heaven? Do you ground your thoughts and actions in that which is true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, commendable, praiseworthy? Let's get real on this for a moment. Are you buying pirated goods? Are you plagiarizing or otherwise cheating on an assignment? Are you taking credit for something that someone else has done? Are you using someone else's Netflix or Hulu password? Are you stealing someone's reputation by gossiping about them or slandering them in some way? This guideline challenges us to sacrifice. It calls us to be extravagant in our giving. It encourages us to go out of our way to meet the needs of others. It urges us to look for ways to restore, rebuild, repair, redeem. It asks us to be satisfied with what we have, to trust that God will take care of all we need, and that he will also attend the desires of our hearts if we are faithful. Imagine a world in which people followed this guideline. We would not need passwords for our computers, locks for our doors, security guards for our places of business. We could leave our things in public places. Father, help us to be true and faithful in all we do. Help us to be more motivated to give than to receive. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.